It's Mullen and Mullen Injury Law Firm, Ticket Stock 2025. Ticket Program Director Jeff Catlin, a.k.a. The Catman, is in the P1's crosshairs during his State of the Ticket AMA at the Plano Event Center tomorrow afternoon. Schedule online at theticket.com. From Sports Radio 96.7 and 1310, The Ticket.
Roundtables continue out here from Mullen and Mullen Injury Law Firm, Ticket Stock 2025. This is the Hey, We've Got Dirk pregame show. Dirk is coming up here in about 15 minutes. And man, thanks to all the P1s who've come out today in anticipation of seeing the great Dirk Nowitzki here in just a couple of minutes. We're excited about that as well. We look around the Plano Center. We see our championship banners, Marconi Awards around the rafters. That's pretty cool. When did we start that? Was that last year?
Or just now noticing it?
They were here last year, yeah.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Yeah, we haven't printed up the new one yet, though.
Yeah, no, we sure haven't, have we? The big one. Maybe we're going to do that tomorrow.
Yeah,
Major Market Station of the Year.
Maybe they're going to unveil it tomorrow and it'll be upside down.
We should do it tonight when Dirk's here. Have our ceremony for Dirk.
That'd be really special. All right, so our theme here at Ticket Stock is magic. And as you can see, that was some of the props. We even have the Zoltar game that was featured in the movie Big.
Yeah, originally the theme was going to be AIDS, and then we switched it to magic.
Holy cow. Will you put a governor on him?
That is kind of
what would we do for that? What would we have on stage if it was
Dave?
Yeah, let's not
AIDS.
Dig down.
Okay. Blood cannons.
Like Tom Hanks from Philadelphia. Like right.
No, posters of magic. No, magic's our guest.
Hanks. Yeah. Headliner.
Posters of Haley Joel Osment.
No need for that.
Underrated movie, Big.
Rated properly.
Underrated is great. It seems like every time I bring it up on the station, I get yelled at.
It's a great movie.
I rewatched it recently with my daughter, and we both loved it.
Yeah, problematic stuff in there.
What's problematic about it?
Poo. It got nominated. When he hooks up with the grown-up.
He's 30.
No, but he's got the mind of a 13-year-old.
Which makes it even hotter.
Boy, it does.
I tell you. You should watch Poor Things. If you think
okay,
that's
but I
bad.
Get top
yeah, God.
Don't get Matt started over there.
Poor Things.
Okay, so the theme is magic. We have magic eight balls in front of us. I never had one because I couldn't talk my parents into it. They thought it was
too occult.
The devil.
Yeah, very close to the devil. Yeah. But man, I had friends who had one of those things, and I thought they were the greatest thing ever, and I totally believed them.
I thought they were so spare.
Yeah. Why don't you ask it a question,
Try
Joe?
Try again later.
Okay.
And that stupid porta potty liquid in it.
Is Gordon a pain in the ass? My sources say no.
See there? It has sources.
Here, I'm going to punt this thing out into the. Anyone have another question?
We would play with that, and this just speaks to how incredibly lame our generation was and the things that we had to play with. You would play with it, you would get it for Christmas or birthday or whatever, and then you would do that, you know, for like 45 minutes, and you're like, okay.
All right.
And then you never touched it again.
Should
like,
you
ever.
Wear pants 4 weeks in a row?
Oh, big question here.
Says, ask Matt.
It says, most likely.
Oh, man.
I totally believe it.
Most definitely.
But I did hear you guys talking about magic the other day and whether you had a magic. Like some sort of time where you thought that this was the way.
Can I see that thing?
And I 100% got into magic. Every kid, I think, did back then.
Yeah.
Magic is cool.
It's so cool.
Did you want to see it?
What are you wanting to see?
No. The pole, the stick thing. I wanted to look at
the
that.
The pole,
thing.
The stick
are you talking
thing.
About? Yeah. That thing.
Okay, all right.
Look at that.
Blind Kelly's
there. Blind Kelly. Are you kidding me?
Ladies and gentlemen, Blind Kelly.
Yeah.
The
stick. Hey, can I have your stick?
Yeah, what's that stick over
there,
man?
I love chicks with sticks.
Oh.
Can I see it?
Walk over here and hit him upside the head.
Let's be sensitive here.
Gordon, take it off and you go get it, you lazy heifer. She's blind.
I'm tethered.
Jeez, I'm tethered.
Let me see this.
Hey.
What's that?
You
were mean to me
once. I was mean to you
no
once?
No way, not Gordon.
Only one
just
time?
Once.
Pretty good.
Yeah.
Okay. Boy, I
just
love
look
this.
At it. How much does something like this run?
Look at that. Isn't that
break
cool?
It.
Cool
don't
Jordan?
Break
don't
her
take
stick.
It away. Yeah,
you broke does it. It ever do that when you're doing it and you actually?
She can't see it.
It's kind of like one of those perfect swing things. If you don't swing it right,
maybe yeah, after a few drinks,
like a tent pole.
That's pretty cool, though. And this is worn down pretty a bit. Awesome. How long have you had the tip on this? Just the tip is all I'm talking about. How long?
The answer, Kelly, is since you were blind.
Okay, Corby, not with
yeah, you. She does not.
She
doesn't
want to talk to
you.
Yes. Yeah. It's so mean.
No.
She
I mean,
can't see.
It's Gordon.
Oh, she's dressing him down.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
It's about time.
Finally.
Good.
It's about time somebody did that.
25 years.
Okay. Yeah. She's used that stick. Thank you, Kelly. I'm sorry for Corby.
No. Me
oh,
and
wait,
Kelly.
She
are...
just threw her heart out to us.
Me and Kelly no. are tight.
Yay.
Hi, Kelly.
Is that the oldest stick you've ever played with, Gordon?
Okay, you know what?
Me?
Yeah.
No.
What are you guys doing?
What were you saying, Corby? Something about magic?
No, I was obsessed with it as a kid, but that no. phase went away pretty quickly, too.
Did like, you ever have the magic
tricks?
Kit?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Like Nerd. You were saying, you had some sort of magic kit, too.
Yeah,
and
Craig
I don't know,
was into it.
I don't know. Card tricks were big. I don't know if you were into that.
A little bit, yeah. I had a trick deck.
And they had
deck,
like
D-E-C-K.
Disappearing
Ladies.
Ink.
Old tricky
and,
deck.
I mean, it was all so cheap.
Yeah.
I loved it. Yeah. I still love magic. Yeah. I think it's awesome.
It is cool.
Have y'all seen like a live show? Like a big...
Not in a while, but I like mentalists in particular. People who do magic as well as, you know, mind reading and things like that.
We saw Penn and Teller in Vegas and it was awesome.
Yeah.
It was so much fun.
I saw Penn in Vegas last... 2 years ago.
Who?
Piff, the dragon.
God. We have to do this explanation guy, all over again.
The guy who won America's Got Talent. He was funny.
Was hey, Junior, didn't you say you were gonna perform a magic trick?
Tomorrow on this stage, I will do my incredible magic trick that will blow your mind.
Whoa. Okay.
Ooh. Abracadabra. That'll
be time of his choosing.
I do like time of my choosing tomorrow.
That you're like the dude perfect of magic guys. You have to say abracadabra before every trick.
By the way, have you been out to the new facility?
The magic facility?
No.
The one in Frisco?
Dude perfect.
$5 million one?
No, George, I have not made my way to the dude perfect.
I think you guys should do your show from out there.
He's so jealous.
Dude, that'd be fun.
So he knows. Jealous. He knows.
You and Shambo should get on the chipping green.
Who?
The Shambo.
Oh, Bryson?
Yeah. Bri.
Say what you will about him.
Say what you want about Bryson. There's only 60 people
say
talking
what you
to
want.
Him.
Corby's upset he wasn't asked to be in Dude Perfect.
That's what it is.
Are you?
I mean, it should have had me, man.
Well, you know we share a platform with Dude Perfect, with the Victory Plus app.
We do?
Yeah.
They're
side
there.
By
they're
side.
There. Really?
They're our brethren.
Cool.
Yeah,
and by share.
So they have a show or something?
By share
what do
with
they
them,
do?
It's theirs.
Their content.
Yeah. Oh. They're on it.
Maybe they could throw a frisbee through a hula hoop. That'd be cool, wouldn't it?
Corby's
why don't you go? You're a great kicker. Why don't you go kick a 200-yard field goal off a skyscraper?
See you doing.
Interesting.
Come on, man.
Yeah, you got to join forces
that
with them.
That would be fun.
Do some funny bits.